This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. The 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony takes place tomorrow night in Cleveland. Among the six acts being inducted this year is Sister Rosetta Tharpe, a native of Cotton Plant, Arkansas.
This train is a clean train, you know this train. This train is a clean train, I said this train. This train is a clean train, everybody ride it in Jesus' name, because this train is a clean train, Lord, this train.
Greg Harris is Chief Executive Officer of the Rock Hall and spoke last month at the Clinton Presidential Center in Little Rock. He noted the influence Sister Rosetta Tharpe had on the genre.
She was making music in the late 30s that sounded an awful lot like rock and roll, singing gospel with an electric guitar and just cranking. She's considered the godmother of rock and roll. And when the influence is, when people say the Beatles were influenced by the Everly Brothers and by Chuck Berry and others, Chuck Berry was influenced by Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Sit down! No, I can't sit down. Sit down! I can't sit down.
John Miller is a music historian with the Butler Center, which is part of the Central Arkansas Library System.
When I was coming up, I listened to a lot of bands, and a lot of some of the rock and roll that I was into was, at the time, Led Zeppelin and things like this. Then I went, oh, well, wait a minute. That sounds like this other song I heard, sort of John Lee Hooker, you know, T-Bone Walker. You keep going back and you go, hey, wait a minute. These guys they're listening to blues and sort of doing their own thing. And then you go back and you go, okay, well, who influenced those people? And if you keep going back, you kind of all go back to Sister Rosetta Tharpe and even another great Arkansan, Louis Jordan. And he's kind of one of those bridges, like she is, from the big band to the rock and roll kind of thing, and kind of writing their own songs and reinventing themselves. She had like 50,000 people come to her wedding, I think at Madison Square Garden. That's a big deal. And I mean, if that happened now, people would be freaking out. That would have to be Beyonce or somebody for that to happen. And, you know, this was a woman who really was not that recognized in her own time. And certainly, you know, less and less, unfortunately, as time passes. So this is a great honor, and I'm really happy that this is finally happening for her.
I wanna talk skinny papa.
Yeah!
I wanna talk skinny papa.
Yeah!
I wanna talk.
Miller calls this an honor long overdue.
If you look at what most people consider the fathers and the mothers of rock and roll, unfortunately, mostly recognized are the fathers. Johnny Cash from Arkansas and folks like that. Sonny Burgess talked about how he would listen to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. All of these folks, Carl Perkins, they all listen to her. She's a common influence amongst all of these people who are given credit for inventing rock and roll. So she's sort of even one generation and more removed. And unfortunately, there's precious little about her and precious little recognition for her. And that's why this is such a monumental thing. I mean, honestly, she should have been inducted in the first class. There should have been a major motion picture about her story. Right now, to my knowledge, there's 1 hour documentary that PBS did, and there's one book about her, and that's pretty much it, unfortunately. So this is a great recognition of an Arkansas native and just an unsung hero, and this has been a long time coming, so it's a big deal.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe was born in the Woodruff County town of Cotton Plant in 1915, she died of a stroke in Philadelphia in 1973, on the day before a recording session. Other inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year include The Cars, Nina Simone, Dire Straits, Bon Jovi, and the Moody Blues. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.